T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Wake up the Wolf Show, Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase, and a very special day is right around the corner.
It is?
August the 18th.
Oh, yeah, you're right, because we're doing Matt Stell at 113 Brewhouse. I'm excited about that one.
If you've never been, it's right there in the middle of downtown Greensboro, and it's got three stories, okay? The first floor, the second one, which kind of overlooks the first floor, and then you have, actually, you know what I thought about this? It technically is four.
Yeah. Because you have that third floor that you can, that also has a little bar area, and then you go out onto the deck area up top.
It's a really nice venue, and Matt Stell is going to be there to kick off our Full Moon Concert Series, which, if I'm correct, today at 9 o'clock, we're getting ready to do something pretty exciting. We did it yesterday. We're going to do it again today.
It's every couple hours, right?
Nine, that's right.
11.
9, 11, and 1, 1 3, and 5.
That's right. So free pair of tickets on those hours. I'll say on every hour, but it's not every hour. It's on those hours.
So free Matt Stell tickets for a Full Moon Concert Series. That's going to kick off again today at 9 o'clock. We're going to give you a keyword to text in to win.
That's right. And I gotta tell you, I hope we have a ton of people there, only because I'm so excited to be back with people. Just to hang out. I think I talked about this the other day. I don't know the last time we had a concert that we were out at. It's been a couple months now.
Yeah, it's been a while. I can't even remember.
Right. And so it's like, it's just so nice to see people that we love and love us and, you know, love Matt Stell. That's so cool. And I really want everybody to see this 113 Brewhouse. I mean, pictures don't do it justice. Talking about it doesn't do it justice. Yeah. It is so nice in there.
And ladies, if you're wondering, he is 6'7" to a T.
Yeah, he's a tree.
Don't even say it.
And hopefully it'll be a nice, cooler evening. We open up those big doors behind the stage.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's just such a cool venue. It really is.
First chance to get some tickets today, 9 o'clock, for our Full Moon Concert Series, Matt Stell.
And if you can't wait, you can always text Wolf to 20357 to get your $20 tickets now.
My buddy Brandon holds a record. My name and make it yours.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. And a very special shout out today to Aaron Seegers, who is our teacher of the day.
The featured teacher.
Yeah, you came up with that. You're pretty proud of that one, aren't you?
I don't know. It's got a nice ring to it. And we only have a couple more days left of it. Like we said, today is all about Aaron Seegers, who we can't wait to talk to here in just a few minutes. But if you still want to be a part of this, like I said, a couple more days left, and we'd love to shout you out. Get your Amazon wishlist shared. I've had a lot of people just pouring in with questions on it. Where do I post it, or how do you pick them, or whatever it is. It's a random draw. I just go through the post, and I just say, oh, okay, that's going to be the person. Let's see if they'll answer my message.
Yeah.
So I'm looking for a couple more people to get us through the week. And if you want to be a part of it, we've been pounding this in your head. I'm sure you could repeat the same things I'm saying now, but just go to our Facebook page. There's a post there at 93.1 The Wolf. And if you are the teacher of the day, after we play our phone call here and share it with you, your link will be posted to our story so that people can shop your wish list there for your back to school. And you know, we've all been preaching how much we love teachers, how much they mean to us, how every single one of these interviews we do with a teacher, we learn something new, something cool, or you just can really just, you feel the passion they have for their job.
Mm-hmm.
And literally it makes me think back to when I was in school and how much learning really meant to me in a lot of my class and how much those teachers meant to me. They get to know you. They get to know how you learn and how you work, and they get to understand you better, and they treat you so good. I had so many teachers that were just like parents to me, like Miss Moretti in fourth grade. I'll never forget her. She's from Minnesota. I remember her saying that first day. Yeah. She used to say, when she'd get mad at us, she'd say, "That really frosts my cookies."
Oh.
I still use that saying to this day.
Uh-huh.
And when my dad passed away, I was in her class that year, and she asked me if there's anything she could do for my birthday. And I said, I really wanted spaghetti and meatballs. So she made me a huge thing, homemade spaghetti and meatballs, and brought it to my house. And there's just stuff like that. You know, I just, it's ingrained in my brain. These teachers leave those marks on kids, and it's what makes them so special. So us doing this is like the smallest thing we could do to give back to them.
I mean, you know, teachers, especially if it's a lady, she's basically your mom at school.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. They're really taking, that's why I made that post, like, can't wait to send my kids back to these teachers or whatever. I'm
Which
sick
is
of,
their second parent.
Yeah, their second parent, essentially. So we're just so grateful for all the teachers who work hard day in and day out, and they love our kids, and they take care of them, and they protect them. And they teach them, and we help them grow. And we want to help those teachers out because stuff's not cheap. Mm-mm. It's not cheap to teach. It's not cheap to have these materials. And we really want to take care of them and show them some of that love back. So if you want to be a part of it or you want to help, it's all on our Facebook page at 93.1 The Wolf. You can't miss the post. And coming up in just a few minutes, our teacher of the day, Aaron Seegers.
On The Wolf, it's the Wake Up with the Wolf show. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase, and we're trying to help these teachers fill up these wish lists. Aaron Seegers is on the line this morning. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about you, where you teach, what grade you teach, and all that, and then we'll get to your list, okay?
Sure. I teach at Kernersville Middle School, and I have, in the past, taught 6th grade math. Last year, I taught 8th grade math. And this coming year, I'm moving to 6th grade social studies. So I am moving classrooms again, and actually moving subjects as well.
That's a big plate there. And I was wearing so many hats. I've learned over the past couple of weeks, teachers do so much more when it comes to subjects and stuff than I could ever imagine. So hats off to you.
Thank you.
I know when you were sending us your list and stuff, this is your 12th year of teaching and you're moving classrooms now. So you're looking to totally revamp and decorate in a new theme. And I've got to know, after looking at your Amazon wish list, I'm trying to figure it out, but I can't. What is that new theme you're going for?
I'm trying to do something like a rustic farmhouse type thing, I think. I'm a huge Disney fan and I've always decorated Disney and I just needed something different.
I like that. I see like a lot of the wood theme going on and worldly stuff,
yes,
which totally works for social studies, of course.
Yes, exactly.
Well, you have a great list and you know, we're hoping that we're going to help you get some things off here to make that classroom even better.
I appreciate it.
And what is probably, if you look at your wish list, what are the items that you think you would need the most?
I think just any of the decorating things, like the bulletin board, papers, and the borders, and all the poster type things, just to get my classroom changed up and ready to go with a new set of kiddos.
And you know, Aaron, I like the random things on these wish lists. So those are things I normally have to point out in these interviews and ask. You do have a doorbell on there. And you know, I'm obviously thinking this is for people outside of your classroom door to enter. So you're not just opening your door for anybody. Is this a safety measure or is this something for inside the classroom?
It is for inside the classroom. So it is the attention getter. Instead of having to try to yell over kids that are working with a group, or you just need to get their attention. So you ring the doorbell and, you know, you don't have to do the whole 3-2-1, or if you can hear my voice, clap your hands, those kinds of things.
So smart.
Yeah, so you just ring the doorbell and that is their attention getter to know that they need to put their attention on you.
More than anything, I have learned that teachers are so, so smart, and you guys have the most creative ways of doing things in the classroom. We've seen some pretty cool stuff, so that right there is at the top of my list of really cool stuff. Well, here's hoping we can get that new classroom decorated up for you, and you get everything you could ever want on your wish list, anything that you need. And of course, we appreciate you and all you do every day.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys. I listen to you every morning on the way to work.
Oh, thank you, Erin. Have a great school year.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't always wake up in the morning for my...
Wake Up with the Wolf Show, Dale, O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. And a lot of things happened in the overnight hours of the past few days, but especially last night. Annie, you texted me about this.
Yeah, the passing of Olivia Newton-John, which is super sad. I think a lot of people, you know, over different generations had some kind of connection to her. Of course, for me, the first time I ever saw or heard of her was when I was watching Grease as a kid. She played Sandy. And so I texted Chase to let him know, because we normally do that when something happens so that we know, hey, tomorrow.
Heads up.
Yeah, let's talk about that. And he said, yeah, I only know one song by her. And I was like, she was Sandy in Grease. And he's like, never seen it.
I've seen bits.
I didn't. I don't know why I was surprised. Because, again, you've seen like one handful of movies, and that's it.
That's right.
You're the least movie watching guy I've ever met.
But I have heard more of her songs.
That's good. Well, you know, it's so sad. We're going to take a trip down memory lane.
We're going to take a trip down memory lane. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Supposedly, this was pretty steamy for back in the day. Sing it, Annie. Come on. And, of course, the one that I know and a lot of people know.
Honey.
You are the one. I always do that part right there. But yeah, she was 73. She had cancer, breast cancer, back in the day. She recovered from that.
Yeah.
And then a few years ago, she got word that she had cancer in her lower spine.
Oh my gosh.
Which that's...
What a fight to have, a battle to have put up with.
And you would think, and I wish this was possible, that we could just wipe out cancer.
I know. It's like, have we not figured out something yet at all?
Like, just erase it.
It's just making too much money. But, you know, we're just, you know, scrolling on Facebook, I saw, and I've seen it multiple times now, John Travolta put up an in memorial post to her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you could just tell he really loved her. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what he's saying there. I'll always love you. I've loved you from the first moment I saw you.
Mm-hmm.
All those years ago, or whatever it said, and it was like, love your Danny, your John.
Well, they've probably been close friends ever since.
Oh, I know. Absolutely. I mean, they must have connected when they did that movie or before them, whatever it was. And you know, just really kept up that friendship. I mean, they're iconic. It's it's Sandy and Danny.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost as iconic as Annie and Danny.
You and your husband.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
We don't sing, though.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're just celebrating her life today. She lived a good life, and, you know, she put up a hard battle, and, you know.
73, still too young.
It's sad, but.
A 40 HP Johnson.
Congregate, this is birthday time. With your friends and your relations, it's a time.
Happy birthday to all the local celebrities of the Triad celebrating their special days today. If you want to get on this list, go to 931wolfcountry.com to get your submitted, or you can send us a DM on Facebook or Instagram at 931thewolf. Let's get right to it. We did miss a birthday yesterday, a big one at that. Azalea Hembry turned 3 yesterday.
Ah, three. The terrible threes.
Three-nager.
Three-nager?
I've got one. He's almost a four-nager. happy birthday to you, sweet Azalea Hembry. I hope you have the best day ever. Now celebrating today, George Oakley of Greensboro, Nick Shingler of Pleasant Garden, Amanda Ammons of Winston-Salem, Jack Sumter of Reidsville, Kevin Parrish of Winston-Salem, Brandy Mattinson of Kernersville, Charity Rowling of Greensboro, Brittany McInnes of Thomasville, Ashley King of Gibsonville, Teresa Duggins of Winston-Salem is 50 today.
The big 5-0.
Right over the hill, Teresa. We hope you have a great birthday. You deserve everything you want today. Jillian Bryant of Reidsville celebrating along with Todd Shrewsbury of Ashboro, Isabel Kohlberg of Mooresville, Mark Rayner of Winston-Salem, Tammy Owens of McLeansville, Chase's niece Maddie turns 5.
And Uncle Chase loves you. We had her little party the other day, and she went to go get some more cake. And I thought...
You joined her.
Well, no, I had thought that maybe she might have had enough. And my wife goes, it's her birthday. Let her have it. And she turns to me and she goes, Chase, when you have your birthday, you can have as much cake as you want. I went, fair enough.
Let them eat cake.
Yep. And let them scream as loud as they want.
Amen. It's her party. She can cry if she wants to. And last but not least, my older sister, Hannah, is having her birthday today. She's 40.
40.
Lordy. Go big, sis. Happy you have the best day ever. I love you so much. You guys share your birthday with Bill Skarsgård, who's 32. Anna Kendrick is 37. Michael Kors is 63. Chelsea Lynn, a.k.a. Trashy Tammy, is 35 today. That's my spirit animal.
Yeah, it is.
That's who comes out of me when I drink a beer or two. Hoda Kotb is 58 today. Dan Levy is 39. And Sam Elliott, baby, he's 78 today. Just talk to me, Sam. Just talk to me. Put your hand through your hair one time. Woo! Now, just in case we missed yours.
Happy birthday to you.
And now it's time for
five things you need to know.
A very interesting 5 things you need to know today, guys. It involves doodling, Egg McMuffins, and I have a new impression I want to try out on you guys.
Oh, can't wait to hear this.
Well, let's start out with this. Best Light magazine says that an artist by the name of Mr. Doodle recently purchased a white Tesla before drawing black doodles on it. He posted a picture of Tesla along with the caption, "Hey, Elon Musk, I just doodled my Tesla." When asked about his next work of art, Mr. Doodle said, quote, "Next challenge, a SpaceX rocket." Now, here's where it gets interesting. One of Mr. Doodle's doodles sold for $1 million.
Wow.
So he's trying to get Elon Musk to allow him to draw on one of those reusable SpaceX rockets.
Do we think this is the cousin to Doodle Bob?
Mihoimi noimi. That guy?
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. I like that. Dale has no idea what's happening, do you?
Dale doesn't care. That's a Dale doesn't care face.
No, I could care less about Mr. Doodle or anything else he's doing.
Or Doodle Bob?
No. Okay. Doodle Bob, Doodle whoever.
Maybe you'll find this interesting. A man from Bali was recently fined for failing to declare 2 McDonald's Egg McMuffins upon arriving in Australia.
See? That is so wild to me, the whole declaring food.
You've got to obey those rules, man. They will catch you.
The canine found the food before alerting its handlers. He's probably like, man, that smells good. Let me get some of that.
Yeah.
The food was confiscated and destroyed, which is sad because you really don't want to see an Egg McMuffin get destroyed.
I feel like destroying it is the whoever they are. What do they call patrol there? It's them destroying it. Like
the customs agents.
Oh. Thank you, customs.
Yeah, customs.
We're going to destroy this.
He got the 1-2. He got the 1-2 punch though. He got the food got gone, and he got fined $1,800.
That's got right there.
$1,800 for that. Yeah, destroy it. They're actually eating it. Yeah. Sorry, we have to destroy that.
Yeah, those are the most expensive McMuffins
ever.
They're
so good. So great. Aldi is hiring an official beer taster.
Oh, Annie, my gosh.
To review its new line of beers, lagers, and ciders. The company says, quote, "We're looking for someone with new passion and excitement when it comes to craft ale, but who can honestly review our range and provide suggestions as to how we might improve it for the next year.
I am an Aldi nerd through and through. This is my calling.
You need to get in touch with somebody.
I do.
You can apply right now by Googling Aldi Beer Taster. New employee will be hired on September the 5th. You have less than a month.
Running out of time.
Bye!
I'm going to do this. I'm going to mix it up. I'm going to do the fun fact first, and then I'm going to do my new impression. Oh, did you know that more than 300 million Slinkies have been sold? And if they were all uncoiled and joined together, they'd go around the Earth more than 126 times.
Love Slinky.
You've done that fact before. Thank you.
No, I did not.
Yes, you have. I've heard that. So as you started talking about Slinkies, I knew you were going to talk about the size of the world.
That was another Slinky fact.
That was another Slinky fact. It was about how Slinkies are Slinky.
Do your stupid impression.
Okay, so I have a new impression. I want to test this out. I've been watching The Godfather, okay?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, boy.
Vito Corleone. Ready?
Ready.
You come in here on the day of my daughter to be wed. I just realized he sounds like he's from Brooklyn.
I just realized that's a terrible impression.
It was awful.
It was good.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things you need to know.
Knew every word by heart, didn't need no screen. No. I was raising my glass up for her and saw her smiling at me. Like there wasn't no one else in the room. We were singing, heads Carolina, tails California. Maybe she fought for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand. And she's a 90s country fan, like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. South Georgia, she's got the bar in the palm of her hand. She's a 90s country fan, like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. I gotta find her, cause she had me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.